House Bill 1261, an act to provide for the refund of the sales and contractors' excise tax for significant capital investment and large job creation projects.
House Bill 1261, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Frost.
Permission to speak to the body.
Granted, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, House Bill 1261 is the second in a package of three that is brought to us by the governor. If these bills all pass, it will, of course, put us in great position to be competitive with surrounding states to possibly have two new power plants built within our state. The specific legislation that we're going to talk about here provides for a sales tax, use tax, and contractors' excise tax refund for significant capital investment and large job creation projects. And I just kind of want to walk you through the bill section by section. Section 1 creates three new definitions for use in the refund. There, construction date, the nameplate capacity, and power generation facility. Section 2 describes a new business facility to be any project subject to the contractor's excise tax, except retail, housing, or lodging, health care, and those exempt from property taxes. Section 3 provides a refund on sales tax, use tax, and contractor's excise tax refund on the project's cost of a new business facility. Section 4 amends a statute using use for agricultural processing facility refund so that it isn't impacted by this legislation. Section 5 sets the refund window as 36 months for projects under $60 million and 72 months for those over $60 million. The Secretary can extend the window for 24 months upon showing of good cause. This section also requires that those seeking a refund complete an application. Section 6 sets the percentage of the tax that will be refunded based on the amount of the project cost. There is no refund on the first $10 million. There is a refund of 25% of the next $10 million, a 50% refund on the amount for the next $20 to $60 million, a refund of 75% of the amount from $60 million to $600 million, and a 90% refund on the amount in excess of $600 million. Section 7 amends a statute used for agricultural processing facility refunds so that it isn't impacted again by this legislation. Section 8 amends a current statute to clarify that the application must have their application in at least 30 days prior to the construction date. Section 9 amends the current statute to allow a new business facility to file for a refund request monthly if they so choose. This section also requires the state to process the refund requests within 30 days of the receipt and to pay by electronic funds transfer. This section also reduces the retainer the state keeps from 10% to 5%. Section 10 amends the current statute to clarify that a new business facility must meet the same filing requirements as agricultural processing facilities. Section 11 amends the current statute to clarify that a new business facility is subject to the same fraud penalties as agricultural processing facilities. And Section 12 requires any person receiving a refund to pay back the refund if they fail to complete the project. Section 13 creates an appeal process for those denied a refund or aggravated by a decision of the Secretary. Section 14 exempts power generation facilities from alternative contractors' excise tax. And Section 15 imposes the regular contractor's excise tax on power generation facilities. This is really the meat of the three bills that we're working with. This really allows us to be competitive, and I see a great future. So I would really urge the body to support these bills, and We'll move on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the body.
Thank you, Representative Frost. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1261. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1261.
Narstrup votes aye. Dykstra votes aye. Representative Torno. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1261, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.